Okay, this is a meeting of the Night Beach Parking District, July 20th, 2011. Derek Tokos, city staff.
Kathy Cleary.
Jody George.
Wendy Engler.
Dave Team Guest.
Linda Neigebauer.
Hey, on that note, on the guest note, the first thing is we had announced for Doug Pitt's vacancy, so that was all published and passed that on to you guys, and we got zero takers.
I couldn't find any place. I looked all through the city website and at the committee applications, and I found the committee applications, but I could find nothing referencing an opening on the, including the minutes I looked at. I couldn't find anything referencing an opening, so I did not. Otherwise, I would have applied for that.
Please do.
Okay, I will do so. Part of the why I wanted to ask today was, is there an opening, a vacancy right now?
Most definitely.
Okay, I will put in an application.
Oh,
when I get
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just couldn't find any place referencing that there was a position, a vacancy.
Okay. All right. Great.
Glad you came.
That one,
yes.
that was a quick solution.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as soon as that comes in, then we'll get it to city council so they can consider it. You guys wanted to know about the sidewalk project. So everything's been budgeted. I haven't seen the final written budget document yet. That's still being worked on by finance. So, but nothing was changed from what we've discussed. And so the sidewalk work on 3rd and 6th is fully budgeted. Half that's coming out of the general parking fund, and half of that's coming out of system development charges.
So terrific.
Lighting along 3rd is budgeted as well. That would be part of that project. The next steps on that project is Public Works is going to call in survey work so that it can be surveyed, utilities located, and that's the beginning of the design phase. So you'll probably see surveyors out there in the next 2-3 weeks. Through the summer, it'll be designed. Utility conflicts will be worked out. Cost estimates will be refined. The project is substantial enough. It's going to have to go out through a formal bid process because we're talking about between the two, it's all going to probably get bundled. You're looking at $160,000 worth of work, thereabouts.
So they're going to be done at the same time or at least consecutively, you think?
That's my sense.
Good. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, that public bid process takes time. You know, documents have to be put together. There are notice time frames in advance so that companies can put together their bids. It has to go through a formal adoption process with the city council once we actually have a bid that's accepted. I talked to Tim, who will be doing the work on this for Public Works. He expects that they'd be able to get under construction probably at the earliest would be November. Mm-hmm. So. And expect that it's going to take a little bit longer than we'd like to get that work done because we're starting in November, and given the weather, they're going to be off and on, mm-hmm. Dealing with rain.
Really?
But that's where we're at on those projects. The other ones, the timed parking signs. I can, before we, you know, I don't think the signage swap out is going to be as big a deal, and I can talk to Lee and, you know, Mike Eastman about timing. That's all budgeted as well. Looks like the estimates on that were about 30 signs and about half as many poles will have to be redone. But to go with that, and that's something I hope and expect we can work through this summer on, just to get it all.
You need and the best then, lights, number one.
And then talk to you guys about sequencing. But this, the permit parking goes hand in hand with that. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, have you ever seen these? Does this look familiar? Mm-hmm. This is what the police department already does. And this is in the Bayfront area, and this is for vendors. Mm-hmm. So that they can be exempt from the parking signs down there.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
contractor,
yeah. Somebody's got to do work.
That's
you know,
good. So we just use the same thing.
Well, that was my sense, and so you know, it's a little you know, it's a little door hanger you hang off your rearview mirror.
The difference of ours is we would have some that would only be 1 and 2 days worth.
That's what I wanted to talk to you guys about.
People in lodging facilities who
See, and those were primarily designed originally for parking and loading zones for overtime by contractors.
Right. The concept, though, is, you know, that the parking enforcement person would then see this and know that it's
okay.
Exempt and it's okay and not ticket the person.
So wouldn't that be self-regulating if the bed and breakfast had whatever, like they had four rooms, so they had four of those that were just in their name, and they were responsible to keep them, to give them to guests and have them be returned. So it wouldn't have to be a different...
No, it'd be the same thing, because there's a date on there.
Yeah,
these say 30, 60, 90, went to 360 some days. Ours are just overnights.
Right.
They can be dated, large dated.
And that way the people can drive away with them and they don't have to return them.
Which they will. Because
Yeah, that was it.
I stayed at a...
It's like keys, you know.
It is. Right, yeah. At a condo in Portland that had a lot of residential parking restrictions, and that it came just a little temporary thing you put on the windshield that was about that big that had then had to have the date on it. So then you just threw it out.
Yeah.
You didn't have to worry about returning
it. I like that, though.
There are a couple things I just want to touch base with you on. One is the notes I was reading through had you know, the concept was that in Night Beach they would be restricted to certain streets that they would be eligible to parking at. This program doesn't have that. I think this the way I see this. This, I mean, it doesn't matter where they park.
Oh yeah.
They have this up there. They're fine.
Well, it means they either live permanently facing that street, or they're an overnight guest of a facility facing that street. So it really wouldn't matter where they parked, I guess.
That was my question.
Yeah.
I mean, could we set it up that way? Do you think that would be a problem? I mean, just
if it became a problem, then we'd address
it at that point.
Agree.
Awesome.
I think the least, starting with the simplest, easiest, then because we will inevitably, maybe we won't, maybe we'll find it works just totally fine, but.
Okay. And then the police department actually has a permit where they, you know, they have to come in and verify that they are, in fact, a vendor and eligible for this.
Or a resident, in our case, a resident.
And so just thinking about the B&Bs and the vacation rentals, I guess it'd be something similar. We could have them come in and just confirm that they're a licensed
Just
B&B.
Show your license.
Or permitted B&B.
It would be the Sylvia Beach would be one of them, because they may not have enough parking.
That or we could also send out, or you know, another way I was thinking is we could just pull our business license rolls and those that are.
Because there aren't
but
too many.
The Sylvia Beach isn't on any kind of time.
They aren't, but their folks park strange places.
Yeah, well, maybe they shouldn't.
I know. I've had them park in my parking lot.
Because
really, she parked across two spots. She's an attorney.
Wow.
Staying at the Sylvia Beach?
Yeah. She didn't know where to park, so she parked in my lot.
Well, also, but we're going to have, I think we're going to have the Visual Arts Center is they could park there after 5, I think, which should open up a lot of opportunities for them.
Yeah.
Yes.
For their guests.
You know, we did talk about that, didn't we?
Yeah.
That if they're checking out.
The timing is pretty easy for it to work for them.
So it would be... the Grand Victorian and myself, and usually my folks park on property except when I have an event, then they have to park off.
And what about above you? Is that a vacation rental?
They have, oh, that's right.
It is. Yeah. I don't know where they park.
What's that one, Linda? What's a vacation rental above you?
Above Kathy.
Above me.
Oh,
the Furmans.
Yeah.
And then the tea party also.
Yeah.
Tea Party, Archway Place, they have their own on-site parking.
Right.
So I think it would just be those
But they don't always park there. They park in front of our place.
Yeah,
they won't
be able to do that.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, they won't be able to. You wouldn't have to worry about it or police them or anything. They'll just not be able to
park. If they're parked there too long, they'll get a ticket.
Yeah.
Maybe the business license. So just B&Bs and vacation rentals. Mm-hmm. So we'll just have to figure out how many we have
got there.
And residents who face the street.
Oh, and residents as well?
Yeah, because they park on the street. Charles parks on the street. The people who live across from me park on the street. Laurie and Greg sometimes park on the street.
Usually they park.
They usually park around the corner, but they shouldn't be cited if they park in front of their own house.
Yeah, but all down Second Court, there are all those little houses that don't always.
It's usually only the ones who face coast, though.
But Second Court won't be timed parking, will it?
No.
No, that's right.
Yeah, they've got plenty of parking.
Yeah, it probably doesn't.
I can always find a spot to park there, too.
So B&B, vacation rentals, and residence?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Who face coast, who face third, like Mary Ann, she lives there. And for you.
Yeah, no, we there's a, yeah, there's
you got a
whole residence.
A lot of them right there.
And we have.
And Ray Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's pretty much all residences.
Yeah.
Is that an apartment or a above? But that's a permanent resident, not a vacation?
Okay. I think the only reason that was an approval by the police department was because they were handling the enforcement and the parking at the time. It makes more sense to have business licensing do those approvals with maybe a check off, an advisory to the police department so they can de-conflict anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that might be a way to look at that form, Barry, because it's the business license checks to make sure that it's good, and then the police department de-conflicts to make sure there's no public safety aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I might suggest for the overnight ones is it be a different color.
Yeah, it should be. Make them orange or something like that. Just a different, so it's clear that it's a different type of.
So you have to check the date on it.
Do people go to the police department or the business office of the city to take care of that?
This? Yeah. Police department.
Yeah, and is there a $50 fee?
Yeah, there is.
We wouldn't do that for our folks. Maybe for the vacation rentals, but not for permanent residents.
It was a one-time $50 fee. And that was so that people can frivolously go do it and to recover some staff time.
Yeah.
It was to recover some staff time.
So I have a question about the timed parking. I remember how it all worked out, but did we talk about, like in front of Panini, I would love to have it be one spot that's a 15-minute spot.
I don't think we talked about that.
I don't think we did.
I don't know if there's anybody else, but just because it's a coffee stop, I mean, there's a flow of traffic. Yeah. I think that would be great if in front of there was a 15-minute.
Are you thinking of it as more of an honor system than an enforcement type, something that's enforceable?
I actually am not very worried about enforcement on any of this. I don't want to see all of our guests get ticketed.
Right.
I mostly just think that if we're putting signs up, it would be great to have a sign there that was a 15-minute.
The reason I say this, and this is an observation, is that I've got a 20-minute, and there's all these different lengths of time, but we've got a 20-minute space in front of my shop, and it's absolutely disregarded.
Mm.
It's just as if it were nobody stops there for.
I think that was done for a specific reason.
Right.
That can be changed.
Yeah. And I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, is the result that you're trying to accomplish may not accomplish.
I actually think there that what I think your situation was probably more for delivery, maybe.
We've got a delivery spot right on the other side.
No, I think it was because Jackie always parked there.
Yeah. So that was a way to try and get her to not park.
Yeah, Dylan and Celeste
all day long
did that.
See, like I say, it doesn't matter to me. That's just my observation. Is it's 20 minutes? It's totally disregarded.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think that the fact that Panini actually has people circling really fast, that it probably would make their regular customers recognize that there could be a way for them to get
in now.
And that's the spot you can see from your shop, isn't it?
If you had to be the first one.
If it's the first
one. That's the driveway.
Oh, really?
But the expectation here is that these parking signs are going to be enforced.
So I understand that they will be, but that's not my personal concern. And I do think the 15-minute thing, you couldn't possibly
take this
ask 20 the police.
Minute
yeah.
But yeah, exactly.
I don't mind having it. I mean, I think it may help, but I just don't notice it.
And it was put in for a specific reason.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So funny.
And the other thing is, always say is
the time parking signs were put up. We don't have time parking anywhere on coast except right there.
Yeah.
We just have to look at unintended consequences.
Yeah.
And enforcement can be an unintended consequence.
Right.
There's what we intend, and then there's what can be done.
Right.
Are we willing to listen to the screaming when you get a ticket?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't need that parking spot in front. Do you think anybody really does in your complex?
I don't think it's bad. It's good for pickups for us. It's good for pickups at Savory, and it's good for pickups at.
So leave it there.
At,
it does make sense with through three
yeah,
food-based businesses there that it could be.
I'm just saying without a heavy or without being heavy on enforcement, does it really do a lot? It may bring a little awareness in.
It may change to when everything's timed parking.
Yeah.
When the whole street is timed parking and it's the one spot that's a short time, that may change it.
Yeah, that may.
It's like I say, it's not bad. It just.
So if that's a 20-minute one, we should do a 20-minute one in front of Panini. So they're the same.
Do you think having a warning period when you give warnings instead of tickets, is that possible? Or is like the first week or two that the signs are up, give people warnings instead of, because I know when I got a ticket, it was $40. That's a lot.
We did that on the Bayfront.
We did a grace period.
City center part of town, we had a, we did a 60-day warning period where.
Oh, that's a lot.
Where we did that, and it was quite effective. Well, but it takes
that
there's
long.
A cycle of people coming in, so 30 to 60 days was pretty appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that was a an educational and a media blitz, and
60
businesses
days
were notified.
And for residents, everybody to understand that.
Well, and really the people that we're targeting are employees and business owners. In
right.
Age. It's not the visitors.
Yeah.
We are the problem. Actually,
finger
you guys
points
are all
here.
The problem. I don't have a problem. You
right.
guys are the problem.
But I think a grace period is a really good idea.
One of our business owners got a ticket this last 10 days.
Really?
Parking across the driveway.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I always wonder that because I park in front of my driveway occasionally.
Mm-hmm. I think Joe got a ticket.
Oh, really? From parking in front of our
in a no parking area. Pardon?
Eileen of Teshka got a ticket for doing that.
Yeah, on their own driveway, right?
Yeah.
How do you know it's their driveway?
Right.
I know.
Do you think this is going to be sufficient for residents?
Mm-hmm.
Amira?
Unless someone were to take that for a Bayfront permit and not look at it.
Why don't you have a different color for the
I
different
district? I think that makes sense. Let's have two different colors. Let's have a different than the Bayfront
color. One for vacation
and
a third color for overnighters.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason it couldn't be different.
Yeah. Okay. That would be, color coding, it seems like it would be an easy system for the police to understand what it's
Is about. City Center the same yellow as the Bayfront one?
City Center doesn't have one yet.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't had a chance to talk to them. They haven't met yet since the budget. So
we get to pick our color.
Yeah, you get to pick your color.
You know, Derek, it does say area of use. You could easily say 500 block Coast Street or,
But then you'd have to get close enough to read it. So you just drive by and look at the color.
Yeah. It does complicate things a bit for them, parking enforcement.
So what color is easily red? And doesn't fade too fast, because these would be year-long permits, wouldn't they?
Lime green and black are good.
Mm-hmm. What color do we want to see in our neighborhood?
Hmm. Well, I like the lime green.
I would second the motion for lime green for one of those permits. Then we have to pick another color. I mean, I don't think it matters.
I think lime green's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then do orange.
How many? We have more than one? I thought we were just going to do one.
You've got permanent and you've got overnight.
It would be really easier, I think, if we have two colors and one's for permanent residents and one's for overnight residents.
Or because a lot of times colors are difficult to distinguish where maybe a stripe across it, a diagonal stripe across it, which would be a fairly easy modification of that form. In a darker color would be easy to see that, that's the overnight one.
Mm-hmm. Same color. Why distinguish between them, though? I'm trying to figure that one out.
If you have somebody who's staying overnight, they only get to park on the street during the time they're renters.
Okay.
If they keep their pass and they just keep parking there, and like I'm a full-time person, or I give my pass to somebody else, it's just for the nights that they are entitled to be there.
And the nights could be listed here, yeah. So that if you notice...
There's a from and a to.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Because we're supposed to provide parking for our guests. I mean, if I have a vacation rental, I should provide parking, which I do. On Fridays and when I have Beat Festival, they have to park on the street.
Right.
That way they can drive away with it but can't reuse it.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Or give it to somebody else that lives in the area.
Yeah. Since it's dated. Right?
Yeah.
And that's what will happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the lines through it, that would be a good idea.
Just a single, you know, broad stripe across it or something. Because you can see that with the contrast.
Yeah.
Right.
Better than you can lime green versus blue. Or
maybe you color blind or something. Yeah.
There is?
I mean, you would know because you've been done enforcement, so I would certainly defer to your recommendation.
Something that you can drive by and see it correctly is much easier.
You can even take maybe the words temporary really, really big and put temporary across it or something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so one color but different. Like stripes.
Just some kind of permanent. A bold, whatever.
Just depending on the light, ambient lighting, you know, colors change.
And I think that your vacation rental condo folks should be required to pay the $50 a year to get the permit.
There you go.
Because
vacation rentals again.
Hey, I have them. You know, when you when you create a space, you should also create parking. And if you don't, then you need to be treated like everybody else who doesn't have parking. And at this point, vacation rentals did not pay a parking assessment.
That's right, they didn't.
They didn't.
Because they don't have business licenses.
This, right. They have a business license, but we exempted them from having to provide parking.
This is tricky. Cause
yeah, see, I paid the assessment on my retail, but not on my vacation rental.
The parking district can't apply to residential, so that's it can't by statute. So this gets a little
but
tricky.
Vacation rental is not really a residential use.
Yeah, but
it's a business.
It's a residential property.
Okay, so it can't be done. So
well, no, we just don't give them passes then. They have to park someplace else. Don't give them the option for a pass.
Well, but isn't that counterproductive to what we're doing?
Yeah, I think it is counterproductive to what we're doing. I definitely agree with you that it would make sense to be able to charge them.
Mm-hmm. But we
can't. But if we can't, then I think we should not worry about it.
I would shy away from it.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like roping them back in under an assessment when they through the district.
Well, I thought that we should have been assessed anyway.
I think we should start gray gently. Area. And not ruffle feathers because
they're already ruffled enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just see how it works. Possible and then
already.
Just see how it works.
You know, it's just kind of ongoing. And if anybody gets a ticket, holy moly. But I think our first priority is to get those time signs up because this is supposedly our busy season.
Yeah.
And so far, parking has not been an issue, but.
And I drive
hopefully it will
that
be.
Everybody is paying their second round of money, and it's like I know
I
that
seen
from,
anything.
For
yes.
my tenants, for myself, that's painful when you're...
It is.
It's really painful.
You know, okay, so I've dished out $500 for a couple of different businesses.
Yeah, what are you doing with the money?
Yeah,
my first bill was $550.
Yeah.
Is there any way we could get more striping done? Like
all the way up
to Coast
to
Street
waves,
on 3rd. And I mean, it'd be great to get it up north of 6th Street on Coast up
folks
to
are now
the,
starting to have to park up there because you guys are so busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can park on 6th Street sometime, which is, I mean, it's great to see people parking there. But if
we could get all of Coast Street striped.
Yeah.
Up to the Greenstone Inn, yeah. I just think it would
There are
be
two
so
loading
good.
Spaces along there that need to be painted over.
There's
a green one on the east side, and there's one at the Greenstone Inn. Mm-hmm. They may want to keep one there.
Yeah, I bet they do.
The other side of the street is all residential.
Yeah, I really think
it's not marked, but it's painted.
Yeah, and then 3rd up to 9, at least.
At least.
Yeah, that's critical because people they go to the end of where the parking stripes are striped, and they just turn around and they come back and keep looking for a place rather than just parking.
As soon as we marked all the way from Olive to Third, people started parking up there.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't park in those spots until they put a line out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is
giving you permission to park.
Psychology of it. And maybe it while they're out there painting that, they could paint a few of those parallel stripes that go across.
Yeah.
We have found that the parking space lengths they vary.
Yeah, I was going to, that was one of the outside.
Some that are compact size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like it,
some of them are semi-size.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some of the ones north of, on the west side, north of, well, on east and west side, north of North Beach Street. When I look at those in there, I can double park my Avalanche in one of those. And I always wondered about that, if there was a reason for that north of Beach, that those spaces were so long.
No, is it for the laundry trucks?
I don't know.
Or is it just the available space that could be divided by so many
parking
spaces?
That's what I think it is. Linda and I have that between our driveway, and
you
know, it's either like you can barely
two space or three
driveway,
little.
Or...
But we could capture one or two more spaces in that area.
They only put two. Mm-hmm. But they didn't, they marked them the adequate size. They didn't overmark them. But if you go a little bit south, there are a couple spots that are too short to hardly get into.
Really? Huh.
So if you had a standard size vehicle, you wouldn't fit.
Well, we have a standard dimension for parallel spaces. But my suspicion is that the crews will make adjustments in the field based on available space.
And maybe it's an optical, but I mean, since I've been going down there, I keep thinking, my God, those are huge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Mike Eastman is, when I talked to him, he was the one that was deciding, and he explained why sometimes they're a little shorter, and then he said, two, if there's just two and you can get in and out on either side, they can be shorter because you don't have to actually wiggle between the two. So there's,
that makes sense.
Like, he has these judgments he makes.
Like in front of Cafe Stephanie, where there are the bump outs, mm-hmm. and then there are two spaces, but you can get into them pretty easily. Yeah, and they are small.
They are.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Okay, so striping, time signs. And do we have to have new signs made, or can you get some kind of a decal that has a 3 and just put it over the 2?
I'll leave that up to the sign shop in terms of what they can.
Because that seems like it would be a tremendous savings of dollars to do that.
There's already some there.
Yeah.
Is there a way that the parking can be striped on Beach Drive, or will they not stripe on the bricks?
I think striping on the bricks is going to be difficult.
Because we're losing spots.
We are.
And the crosswalks there at Beach Drive, then, they're not striped either. They're just a lighter color brick.
Mm-hmm.
And people literally don't see them.
Well, they're so dirty that it all looks the same color now.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe when it all gets power washed.
Yeah.
Did you power wash on Saturday?
No, I got tied up.
It happens.
I will. And then I was going to do it Sunday, and I thought, oh my gosh, it's Sunday. I don't want to piss somebody off.
No.
They have church service there at the back on Sunday.
So.
Oh, they do? Upstairs?
So.
Oh.
I'm glad I didn't then.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured any morning that's the worst. People start coming in. Yeah. Work.
Anyway, about the Visual Arts Center, I know that Sally Hawk, who's the manager of the Visual Arts Center, she's really sensitive about her older people who have their classes early in the morning, or I don't know what time they start, 9 maybe. But I think if we could try that over that thing of after 5.
Oh, for the parking lot?
For her parking lot, it would be really helpful.
Yeah. Well, that should be public parking after the back is closed.
It should definitely should
be.
Yeah. Well, didn't we talk about some sort of a hood to put over that sign?
We did, and I don't know that we ever decided we're going to have a hood or just change the sign.
Or just change the sign.
Putting the hood on, you have to remember.
I think changing the sign, not setting yourself up for any kind of maintenance makes more sense to me. New sign that's it.
They do open up the facility in the evenings for different events. Heck, I was just there last night.
And but
there are
for those
occasional.
Events, there's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There isn't enough parking for the event anyway in that lot.
I parked over by your place.
Yeah,
you got to. You took two parking spaces, didn't you?
I was in one. It was parallel. I was on the street. It was actually marked.
Oh, good.
You know.
And you're one of the lucky ones.
Kind of the lower one. But there's not. But there could be a hood for, like, special night events. It's the only... when, like, the writer series once a month, if they wanted to say that, but I don't know that it makes
I would just
that
say
difference.
Back Let's parking, 8 to 5, just like you say loading zone 8 to 5.
Yeah. And then if it proves to be a problem at night, we'll say we'll put a hood over for writer series or events, banner auction, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, we'll just get it. And that would be easier to remember about the hood.
Yeah, if she had the hood, then whoever, whenever she needed there well, she to be a need, somebody could put it on.
Okay, that sounds good.
And is she open to that? Because I know you...
I think so, yeah. She seemed, but I know she was just really sensitive about her elderly art students.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
And also some of their volunteers.
So yes. Who makes hoods, or is that something that we can
let
order
her,
from?
Let, her
is
make, that let them make their own hood.
They do all that crafty stuff.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll tell her to make a hood.
And have a contest.
And can
most
we
creative
give
hood.
Her a budget?
Yeah. There aren't that many spots there to really talk about. 12 spots.
Yeah.
Like
but if it's overflowing yeah, Sylvia Beach, it needs it, then that keeps it off in front of you.
I park there sometimes. It's been I haven't I been able there. To find parking the last couple weeks, so... Mm-hmm. I park there sometimes. There's sometimes the Nye Beach lot is full.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good.
That's good.
No, I'm not complaining.
Well, so how soon can we start with the signs and the timed parking and the
Here's
permits?
What I'm thinking. How about I think it would be good to bring in Public Works, set up our next meeting, and hash through that schedule.
That'd be great to sit down with them.
And so okay. I can bring them in here. I think that might be more effective than me going and
That's
talking
a good
to
idea.
Them.
Okay. Sure. Can we meet soon?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Not tomorrow, but
so
soon
can,
is fine. But, no, yeah, but yeah,
I'd like to get these up before the very end of summer so people get a taste of what it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. And let our grace period be, even if it goes through summer, at least it's a grace period and they're made aware of it.
And then we talked about education with the businesses. Are we going to print up a sheet or something, do you think? Because I'm thinking of a couple, one business in particular where they always park in.
Yeah. Well, I think trying to have a public meeting, nobody ever comes.
Right? I know.
So I think the signs are self
Yeah, I think we should keep it easy on ourselves.
But I do think we ought to send out a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it simple. It doesn't have to be this much writing.
And a map that just was talked about, indicating all the places there are to park.
To park.
Yeah, that's a good idea, that a can-do kind of a thing, like look at all the places you
just
can park.
Just the fact that we have over 50 businesses and not even 100 spots in those spaces that
exactly.
we're marking.
That's pretty significant
that's
information.
Like, oh, really? Yeah. Hmm, that does make sense. Yeah. If I park in it, I'm taking a customer spot.
Yeah. Well, and at our last merchant meeting, when Catherine said, well, you know, there's a packed parking lot. Please feel free to park there. Mm-hmm. That's the first time that that's actually been verbalized.
That's right.
So we could include that in the letter.
That stuff can all be done.
Yeah.
So let me grab my calendar real quick, all right?
Okay.
And if, yeah, if, Meredith had made up, I forget what map she had, but I think there was one with color, or maybe if it was, we just highlighted what areas there's employee parking.
Yeah, you just have to get one of our plot maps, even the survey maps, or the tax maps, so people know where they are, and then just mark where you can park.
I still think we need to address the
time parking, let people know where the time parking is going to be, and where it's okay to park.
I was walking around the area the other day and noticed a lot of empty lots. Have some of the property owners of those lots been approached by the city or by the individuals? I'm not familiar. To see if they would allow parking on some of those lots.
I spoke with Kurt, who owns the three lots north south of me. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have plans to build on that for... He would say 5 years if the city wanted to enter into an agreement with him to lease that property. He would only ask that they pay the taxes, and that's about, it's under $3,000 a year for taxes for those three lots. The expenses would be your paving, your insurance, your lighting, and then after 5 years it goes away.
Could it be temporary parking so it doesn't have to be paved? Just graded and maybe rock?
I have five or more, and that gets into the paving requirements under our parking code.
Oh,
under
whether it's temporary.
Five slots.
Yeah, you go over five.
Yeah, he called last week when he got the notice about temporary structure permit. And we just talked about all kinds of things. He said, I was welcome to use his property for vending, but I can't because I'm not insured to do that on his property. It would be a long process. He doesn't carry insurance on that property. So I can't name his, you know, I can't do the things you usually do with another business owner.
Yeah.
And then you've got the liability since it is not a maintained lot. Parking, yes. And he said he'd be very glad to do something like that.
See, that's why I wondered. I mean, if one of the,
but it does go
the
away
issues
when he builds on
that
it.
We have is parking and walking along. It's a lot of open lots. If the city was willing to partner into that to accomplish that, even if it's only a 4 or 5 year, I mean, that may solve some of our problems, at least for 4 or 5 years.
But we really have walked, identified lots, talked to homeowners, done lots of that kind of stuff over the last few years. And I could be wrong, but I kind of think the consensus is that some of what we're doing is we're addressing what's going to happen in 4 or 5 years. It isn't so much that we really have to have more parking today.
Okay.
It's looking at a long-range view
long
of what's happening in our neighborhood. And in that way, a situation like Kurt's lots are sort of the opposite of what we need. And waiting to see what happens with this time to parking and getting employees off of the street.
Yeah.
It could be really huge in what happens, you know.
Yeah. And it can even go so far as utilizing the Newport Loop. If we get to that point, we have a lot someplace where people can park half a mile away and the loop will pick them up on a regular basis, take them to and from the parking during normal working hours.
Right. And there's still the Don Davis Park issue.
Sure.
Yeah, and we had asked maybe for Jim to be at this meeting.
Yeah, he couldn't make it. I will mea culpa here. I didn't get an invite out to him until it was late.
I know his feeling about that park, but now we're adding another park with no parking.
With no parking.
The kids' park, Coast Street Park.
There that's sitting right on top, right next to the PAC.
Yeah, and then where are the PAC people going to park?
Well, there's a lot of available parking there.
That's such a huge parking lot.
I mean, that's a...
But if he wants to maintain Don Davis Park as a park and then build Coast Park,
and not
to me,
any more
like
parking,
you can't have both.
There have been nights, especially on a great sunset night, there is nowhere up there to go. There's no place to park.
Yeah.
Well, we also have talked repeatedly about the landscaping, how the landscaping blocks the view of the parking lot, and that needs to be professionally or at least sensitively sculpted into a beautiful landscape where you can
right
see.
There.
It's like a barrier now, the landscaping.
So maybe could you invite Jim to come to the next meeting?
Oh, the one after. Well, once we get our signage taken.
Yeah, let's let maybe Public Works on.
Okay, so
that's probably going to take up the whole time, I suspect.
So next week?
I think if we could meet with Jim on site, it would be really good, but to get down there at the PAC and say, look at this, and look at Don Davis.
Yeah.
I mean,
or make it next year's big emphasis once Coast Street Park is finished.
I think Linda's point was a really good one, though, too, is that getting into creating parking has a whole different cost structure associated with it. And a time frame issue, since this district is authorized for 5 years, and it may be extended, may not, but it can only be authorized for 5 years. But the cost is, I think, as big of an issue. The parking district's leveraged everything it can out of the parking fund, so we can't look to that for any.
We have to look at our assessments.
And your assessment's not big enough to really to add.
Our max
parking.
Is about $10,000 a year, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think so.
And we're actually getting closer to like 8,500 or something like that, in terms of what we're actually able to collect. so that's not enough to really build parking, but it is enough to do some of the things like you're doing, which is like working on time to parking and things of that nature. Oh,
there he is.
He could make it.
Hey,
you must have heard
Bernie.
No.
I asked him to come here at the last, like the 11th hour, so it's my...
So he did.
Here he is.
Third Wednesday is Park and Rec Advisory Board at 8:30, so when I got back to my office, I listened to my messages, and yep. Derek says, could I come over at 9? Oh, well, that's not going to happen, but maybe I should run over anyways.
No,
we're glad you're here, because we just got to the subject of you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And you know all of us, right?
I do... Yeah, no, I don't think we've met.
I'm Jody George. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure
I think
to meet
we
you.
Met down at Weed Pulling Day.
Yes.
Pulling Day.
Yes.
That's right.
And how did the weeds fare?
They lost. Done.
Good.
on Saturday, we did the stairway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It looks so and good. I walked it yesterday.
In another 10 days, so we're going to work at the pack for a while.
Okay.
You don't mind, do you?
Not at all. We can't keep up on it with the labor force we have, so.
Yeah. Larry was great to come by and pick up the sand for us on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, that was a great help.
Because it was wet sand.
Yeah, wet and heavy.
But they were hoping you could share some of your thoughts on Don Davis Park and future down there.
Don Davis Park. Hit me cold. Clearly, Don Davis Park had a pretty good start. Back in the day when it was acquired, Urban Renewal money paid for it. They did a really good job, I think, on half of it. And then they left a whole open area that had some ideas probably in the day. And there was some thought that it would be a nice sculpture garden and it would be a place where we could put artwork and display that. To my casual observation, that's never really gained any traction. There's one sculpture piece there, and there's been no real push or effort or anything to utilize that space in the way that perhaps it was conceived or thought of. There was a temporary work in progress with Jorgen Eckstein, who was doing the carving of the wood, and that did not meet with all of the approval of the neighbors, and that touched off a big discussion. and through working with Jorgen, I was able to find a new home down at the Visual Arts Center, and sort of that calmed the neighborhood. But other than that, there's been really nothing. It's kind of the there's a restroom there, and it's kind of a glorified dog walking area. I don't think there's a master plan or there's no real group think on what could happen there. I know some people feel that it still should be some type of topiary or walking meditative type of area with sculpture and such. Others I've seen have heard that they want to pave it over and make a parking lot.
We don't want to pave it.
Not pave it though.
We want a combination of the two.
It sort of isn't an idea that's died. It's an idea that gets, I don't think just within our group, it gets talked about a lot.
Yeah.
But someday that will be some kind of a mixed,
honestly,
parking sculpture area.
The plan and the Glick plan, would be developed as retail buildings on that site. I mean, the Urban Renewal acquired that property so they could have it to sell or do something with. And the whole idea was Cliff Street was going to be a retail street with residential above. Mm-hmm. So I think that sculpture garden was kind of a recent thing. When we used to meet with Mike Schoberg, it was more like it was going to get developed somehow with retail space. And Cliff would be a real walking street with lots of customers.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a great concept, too. I think the way those things get developed and, you know, to kind of propose that, come forward with it, get community support, and, you know, the whole process, how that happens, and it should be very public, and it should garner lots of support and opposition. Mm-hmm. That's just part of it. Just expect that. And that's how those things gain traction. The concept you just described probably isn't in the exact focus of what a city structure would do. We wouldn't develop retail space and residential space. we could. It's just not in the city government model. So, so really, in that,
right. And the dynamics, and the dynamics change with urban renewal, Northside District closing out.
Right, I realize that.
That changes things a bit.
But I mean, that was a concept when we were working on even the street improvements, or with Mike Schoberg. That was the concept of how that was going to get developed. And then David Baker, who built the Nye Beach Hotel. He had one of the most interesting proposals. I don't know if any of you saw it, but he proposed to Urban Renewal to put in an outdoor swimming pool or an auditorium in that whole lot. And he had a model designed of it. It was really interesting. So it'd be sort of like the natatorium used to be down at the turnaround, and this was like the new natatorium, and it was kind of semi-outdoor swimming.
Yeah.
Certainly redevelopment in that area changes the game.
Yeah.
But I think what I'd convey to the group after you and I did the site visit out and kind of took a look at it was a concern that converting some portion of the park to parking would dedicate it to parking more or less in perpetuity. And the other concern is that they're, you know, with the PAC sitting right there, and with there not being a bunch of retail in close vicinity to this area, that now is really not the best time to do that. And so that's kind of where we were at.
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on that as well. I hope I was accurate.
That's very accurate. In fact, you're probably much more kind than my reality. And when Derek and I did go there, I said, well, what's driving the desire to pave or park cars in there? And I would suggest that the need for parking in that exact location doesn't exist. By my casual observation, I haven't done any studies or any of that stuff. So, and I pointed right over at the PAC, which we all know sits vacant 98% of the time, and then when there's a performance, it's not big enough anyways. So as we have this big void of and hardly used to at times where, you know, there's a demand created by the PAC that it's not big enough at all. And so, is it really just surplus parking for the time? I mean, is that what the thought for converting Don Davis into surplus parking for times when there's a performance doesn't seem like the highest and best use of that space?
I actually say
and
it's
so,
the tourists.
And
for our employees.
They all could be trained to park in the parking lot across the street. I mean, tourists could. We know that that's an underutilized.
The path parking is huge, but it's not visible. The pine trees really need to come down.
Well, no, they don't. The Escalonia. And that's why there needs to
be Escalonia.
A plan, a landscape plan.
And windows.
Before somebody goes in there with a chainsaw.
He doesn't have time to do that.
But let me ask you this, though. I mean, the PAC parking lot's there. It's paved. It's available. I mean, if employees can be trained to park at Don Davis, why can't they be trained to park at the PAC? It's only half a block away.
That brings up the question of lighting in the winter. Is the PAC willing to leave the lights on so that the employees who have to walk from 3rd Street up to the PAC to get their cars, is it going to be well enough lit?
Those conversations can be had.
Sure.
Because that's a big part of it.
And if I could just rewind for just a second, because I got beaten unmercifully, for trimming the vegetation way back a couple years ago. And actually, Linda said, well, why don't you just trim it back a little bit? And I said, that's a brilliant idea. And then we could see it, we could look in there. And so we went 2 days in there with chippers and everything. And you'd have thought that I was cutting children down. I mean,
I can't believe that.
We were thrilled.
I thought we solved a lot of, we did a lot of goodness in there. And oh Lord, the people that were complaining to me and calling me the butcher and on.
Were they people who were from the neighborhood?
I think
I would suggest yes.
Were just that people were afraid that all the trees would.
We're gonna die.
Gonna die
and I'm like yeah. And they seem to be just fine.
They're short fine.
But nonetheless, so there's two schools of thoughts on the landscape plans, and maybe there's 7 or 8 schools of thought, and whatever we do, we should do it very publicly, and we should get lots of input, and we should inform everybody, and then after we do it, we have to fend off and say, well, we told you we were doing this, and this is what we did, because there will be people who said, well, you never,
or the
well,
other,
I didn't know.
The other part of that, Jim, is once it's done, that if it's maintained in a certain way, people tend to forget.
It looks nice.
In a year, if you kept it how you had, did all the work and got there,
right.
In a year, it would be, that's just the way it's always been.
Right.
And
that's
true. Your complaint would go like this.
Sure.
With an occasional pit.
And it's a beautiful location for a sculpture park. That wonderful grassy area. Be a nice walk, a lighted walk area where you could walk in the evening
sure.
and also safely get to your vehicle.
And actually...
like you said, get the Escalonia out of there.
Mm-hmm. And reduce the amount of actual bushes or
right.
maintenance, if you can make it lower maintenance in terms of the plant material.
Yeah.
But I think this opportunity is perfect going along with the Public Art Committee finally getting their rules and regulations going.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Catherine had a sculptor who was going to donate a sculptor and include for somewhere around the pack and include lighting for it, which I think is critical
mm-hmm.
to get the sculptures lit, and that would make the whole place more inviting and then open up the vistas of the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it could work, the landscape planning could work really well with that Public Art Committee and just designate different spots that for the future.
And
where
the new
artwork.
People will be parking there. I mean,
I think there's a lot of circulation that could and should be happening there.
Right.
Yeah.
That will take some retraining and signage, perhaps even, and who knows.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see in that immediate area a parking problem that would drive forcing more parking in Don Davis Park. And I could be wrong, and I'm not really emotionally invested either way. Whatever happens, I just want to do it with a process that creates input and gives people the opportunity to feel like they're invested in the decision. Because if they don't, then we'll just be fighting discontent for years and years, forever. Yeah.
Given the resources that the parking district has, it seems that trying to get folks educated to use the existing paved parking at the PAC might be a more effective
sure.
avenue.
And opening up a few windows, though, so that it's a little more visible. I mean, there are things that can happen to make it where...
Even during the day, I'll park up there when I have my beach festival or park, you know, two blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
I go up there, and I'm the only car there,
right.
and there's nobody but
right.
me, and there
right.
are hedges all around me. It's like,
this
is not real comfy, and I know my neighborhood.
Yeah. And then the lighting, once the days get shorter, the lighting is critical, because without Quimby's there,
right.
there is no light anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the lighting's going to be like at Coast Park, but we've got to work with Catherine to get the mm-hmm. lights left on. And maybe we could even subsidize or contribute to the lighting fund, because I know it comes out of her budget.
She told me it's
the cost, because it comes out of her budget. So, but we can. I mean, we've just worked on that.
Do they pay electricity there?
At the PAC?
Yeah, that may not be true.
No.
That's what she's told us.
That may not be true.
Let
me do some research for you.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That would be great.
City might pay for all the lighting.
Yeah, I thought that's how it was set up too.
Well, at any rate, we'll just have...
If that's the case, turn on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
going to be huge in winter time. It would be a complete...
Yeah.
And especially when we have the new...
Wasting the power.
Three-hour parking signs. And
that was always the issue.
Effectively, employees are going to be pushed out.
Oh,
and if there were lights there that they felt safe to park there, but nobody wants to park someplace.
And
I mean, it's the same issues up 3rd Street and...
How can we start doing something with the landscaping on that? What's the process to go through that?
You just started it. I'll go and make an assessment on it today and put a work order in for the guys, and it'll be scheduled. We usually schedule a week out, so I'll have them
pack down the Escalonia.
I will see what is reasonable and prudent and necessary
down
there.
That's a safety issue, and also visually, then you can see there's a parking lot.
Yeah. Not just lower, but maybe cut out a bush or two.
A grouping of pine trees. And
I would
plants.
Like to, and again. I'm
listening
to what you're saying. I'll take it into advisement. I also want to talk with Catherine, and
you
they
can.
People down there have ideas. The neighbors all, as I recall, believe that that's a good windbreak and it stops everything. So if you start cutting winds, I'm telling you, this is the reality
well,
of doing something major.
Like they
that.
Need to
thing
build
is
their
common
own.
Thing that I know you do is stagger landscaping so you still get your
sure. wind blocks.
Sure.
And people may not understand, like Wendy said, if that's the plan, here's what we're trying to accomplish and here's what the plan is going to do. If they have that up front, like you said, then it cuts those off.
That parking lot is a wind tunnel. I've been out there on occasion to do things with Mystery Weekend, and you are in a gale the whole time.
And they feel like those bushes are too. Helping that, I mean, too.
And they may endure. They
Is there any signage of the night turnaround indicating additional parking?
Yes, anyway, I'm sure that's
they do have the parking signs up, but they're not. And sure, I think it also says RV parking.
But I mean, it can be done.
I mean, it isn't all
we can do anything. I believe that. It's just what's the right thing to do, and how can we, you know, work together as a community in some type of formation where everybody can be unhappy just a little bit.
North, 3 blocks north.
Just a little shorter time.
On my second circuit. That's all more. That's what I'm trying to believe.
It does mean that you leave a performance, and it's a little bit more windy as you go to your car. But you recognize
you mean
that
south,
the,
right?
the reality yeah. is south. That yeah, that okay. means the lot gets used during the day. Yeah. I mean, that's all compromised stuff.
You're right. Yeah.
Awareness has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. Well.
Well, I would like to say for the record that Don Davis Park gets used as a parking lot now. The people who have the little cottages there, there's probably five cars there sometimes.
Yes.
And I think that human behavior is such that crossing the Olive Street is a pretty big barrier for some people.
Yes.
Even though it's only
anyway, it's already used, and we weren't going to use. We were just going to do like a third of it or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
right. and just grade it. And
but it doesn't. It's no big deal. We can always do it in the future.
Derek and I had a conversation while we were standing there, and it was our opinion at that time that those cars there were benefiting the vacation rental place there, and that they weren't. That it was just a, I don't want to say taking advantage of an opportunity, but that's kind of what it. That's what our observation was, is that those five cars that park there are either guests or staff of the, is it Deep Sea Johns or whoever's right there, and so it really, and was it that
there's a little
street
there's
right
actually
away?
Even a little little
access alleyway or something. I don't even know how that goes.
Somebody put a little access in there, and that is pretty clearly not permitted. It wasn't permitted. Somebody just put some gravel down so that they could get over a curb.
Which is, says that it could be used, you know, utilized on a grander scale.
But all those people around the corner don't have any place to park. Down on Dolphin Street around the corner.
No, they use it. It's resident because I live right by there, and I walk my dogs there twice a day, and I know people's cars. Yeah, it's resident parking for the people who live on around the corner on the cliff.
It sounds like the near term would be to focus on the pack. Mm-hmm. Jim's going to do fine. The
if
kind
that
of
parking
assessment.
Becomes inadequate, then pursue other things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so our next step is, Jim, just so you know, is we're going to get Public Works in here to talk about the timing for the signs.
Yeah.
And so once we have that mapped out, then we'll have a better sense of when we'd be telling people the pack is going to be, you know, an alternative for employees, you know, really pushing that.
And another area, just you probably all know about it, but we haven't heard it yet, and that is more towards the north, we've got the Sanmore Parkway and the Skateboard Park area, and it's also been my observation that there's always parking available there. It's off the beaten path, so it's only kind of a local secret, but I think that if we could look at that as options for more Nye Beach parking, it's not user-friendly per se because nobody knows where it is, and that approach from the south side in is treacherous, especially if you drive a low, like say a VW bug.
I mean, if you're wearing,
you have to go really
slow. If you're
slow
wearing nice shoes, forget it.
Right.
If you're a high heel lady, you'll not make it through there.
But again, that might be a place to.
And
Dave, I noticed you park over on the side street.
Lighting is a little tough.
There is. Okay. I mean, but I think that there's options, and especially if the businesses would recognize that their employees should pay the biggest penalty and walk the furthest at.
That's so what that we're working
the,
on.
So that the real intended people that pay their salaries can park right in front. I mean, that's that
right.
might
that's
be a great
we
place to.
This whole thing.
Oh,
yes, it is.
Yeah, and that would be great if people use that more. I think that's part of our little bit longer term, because it takes a little bit more to get people down there.
Mm-hmm. But, should we set a meeting?
Yeah, let's really quickly set a time.
The picnic equipment was rusted out.
Can we get a meeting set so she can go, Wendy?
Okay, yeah.
She has to leave.
What do you guys want to do, Wednesday?
Next Wednesday?
Yeah.
27th?
Okay.
Do the same time, 9 mm-hmm. o'clock.
Okay, here.
And I will get somebody from public.
But I can catch up.
Do you want to start it at 9:30?
Well, I mean, I don't want to interrupt
you
guys.
Then you have to leave
at 9. Oh, do you have to leave at
9? Be okay.
All right, 9 o'clock.
And I definitely have to leave before 10 next week.
Okay.
Great, right. Okay.
Sorry to slip out.
Bye, Joan.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye. Good to meet you again.
Yes.
Takes three times,
does,
right?
That's right.
Derek, do you have a map that we could use from like previous meetings to give out to all the businesses so that we can use it as a, these are...
For the designated areas?
Available
yeah.
Park for your
we can
yeah,
work on that. We can work on that.
Mm-hmm. And we'll
we'll help you guys out on that.
Time parking, okay. Loading zones, and available parking.
I'd love to have somebody give my employees and say, no, yes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we can tell them, but when you see it in black and white, it's different.
And maybe if every employee got their own map with their own colors, they can stick it in their car. And
I think that's a great idea.
So it'd be a map that goes along with the flyer.
Uh-huh. But I mean, every employee, let's have a bunch, because I can just see these employees going up from these businesses and park in front of my business.
In front of your house all day long. And they're only a block away.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to say this, but I promise you I'll never say it again. But as business what if the business owners incentivized their employees for parking farther away?
Like what?
Pay them another dollar an hour.
Firing?
No, give them a...
I already provide parking for mine.
Here's your cookie. Where do you park your employees?
I lease three spaces behind the Manoush building in that parking lot.
Okay.
I lease three spaces. $150 a month.
Owie.
Kathy. Yeah.
You get the prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Oh, ballet service.
There's got to be some way to incentivize them.
And
there are other ways than cash. Cash works good, though.
Yeah. I think we should have ballet service for all of them.
But I know that cuts into the profits.
The employee bus.
We have the, we have the Newport Loop.
Yeah. It's coming up with something.
But that's
that
a good idea.
In budgets.
Right.
I mean, that's a good idea to think of, I don't know, just something to make it attractive.
Besides, if you want to keep your job, you'll do this.
And I recognize that's hard, and I'm thinking about Linda now. It's like, well, she paid all that money to pave her parking lot and provide for that. Why wouldn't she be able to have a nice parking spot for her employee right there by the door? You know, I have
one employee who has mobility problems, so I let her park on the lot.
Yeah, but I'm
and when it's quiet, we park on the lot. Otherwise, no, we don't park on the lot. We don't park on the street.
Yeah,
we park away from the business.
Right. And which should theoretically help your business, right?
Oh yeah,
oh yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes you want to seed your lot a little bit.
Yeah,
you
know,
the vacant lot all day long.
Oh.
So in the wintertime, we park in the lot so people know we have customers.
Okay.
And that you're open, maybe.
And we're open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're actively monitoring.
Oh yeah. Good. It is. It's not easy though. Even though I harp on them, it takes 4 and 5 times to tell them before they'll move the vehicle.
Right.
It is an amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's an amazing phenomenon.
Behavior.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I'll tell you, I have parking problems too, like the worst kind.
Because you have a huge lot.
Yeah, but the senior center, I can't keep City Hall people out of the staff from parking at the senior center. I'm telling you, I have.
And they have their own parking right here.
Oh yeah.
Not to mention your issues over at the pool.
I got all kinds of parking problems. You know, all problems. The pool is just a whole. I even forgot about that whole nightmare. But I mean, it's just as equally easy to park out on this side of the building and walk in as it is to park on that side. But no,
I know.
I've got three staff people that want to park right out there because it's close to their office or whatever. And I'm like, I would fight and fight. Please, can I borrow your keys? I'll go out and move your car to a place where it doesn't affect seniors who have mobility problems and can't even get into their center.
Do you have striped parking on that side of the street?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? It is. For
this
striped.
Is a great place to park.
I park
it's always
there all
empty.
The time.
And it's right
it's
by the door.
Always empty.
Yeah.
You know?
People don't like the stairs.
Okay. They're pretty stairs.
Everybody wants to park close to the door at the rec center so they can come in and walk around the track.
Yeah, I know it.
Okay, we're set for the for next week. I'll talk to Lee and get somebody from Public Works here.
And then maybe we could get the map next week too for employees or get
Well, we'll make sure that the map's available when it's ready. I mean, when we need to send it out.
Because I'm thinking we don't need those signs up to hand employees a map and say, would you please park
here?
We're getting ready to put up time signs. You're going to get a ticket, so why not start now?
We can start training our people, or even if they're a more crude map.
The only thing is, we are not responsible for doing that. Like going to our neighboring businesses and saying that.
Right, so...
So it would only be with your own
employees. I just want to take care of my... I want to do my part.
We've kind of drawn that line, even reminding people they hadn't paid their assessment.
Right.
That's not our job.
That's not our job.
And it's not our job to get into it with any of the employers, the business owners, the employees, by handing this stuff to them.
Well, that's a little different, though, than telling them they haven't paid their assessment. Because that's what our parking district is about. Is not figuring out parking and
yeah, if somebody's contesting an assessment, we're going to bring, and they're pushing it, we're going to bring it to the advisory committee. Now, I've been able to resolve all of them up at this point this year, but if somebody was really pushing it, that's you guys make the final call on the assessments as to whether or not.
I don't know, do we want to get
but
into
we don't
discussions?
The city does.
Do we want to get into discussions with business owners one-on-one?
Yeah.
Well, parking? We got to educate. I thought the merchants were going to talk about it, and
but I don't.
It'll be far more effective, I think, if you guys are out there, you know.
It's not to argue with them. It's just
to let them know.
Down there, I've noticed.
Oh yeah,
really?
That's a crazy group of people.
I don't know. I
can just see that there are going to be some issues, and I wouldn't want to be the one person talking to that person alone.
I think.
Well, you don't. I mean,
don't put yourself in crosshairs.
Yeah. Well, and you don't know where the crosshairs are. That's the problem. We have business owners we don't know. They're not all members.
But if we at least talk amongst our group and amongst the people we're all comfortable to talk to.
Right.
You know, some of the I may be comfortable talking to so and so where you're not, and that may be somebody I talk to. But if we start with ourselves, it will grow.
And maybe put a voluntary parking recommendation together. Put it on a flyer or something. Look, this is what the merchants have agreed
to. We're doing a letter and a map that will be mailed to
No, I think it's a great idea.
This will help you. This action will help your business and help the Nye Beach District. But make it voluntary and see what happens.
There is another thing, and it was done once before, when our parking enforcement officer started, one of his jobs was to introduce himself amongst the different communities and to provide information. It's not just parking enforcement, provide information.
If he were asked
for and tasked with taking a focus group and providing that information and those parameters. Now you have somebody that's their job.
He has authority.
He has the authority of the police department behind him. Yeah.
I like that much better.
Yeah. That's great.
Oh, and we still have to do our part with ourselves.
Right.
Yeah. But that does bring up a question that we had addressed about the curb cuts on Coast Street that don't have driveways.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I have two
south
on,
of you. Yeah. And then there's one up
I didn't even think to ask Kurt about that. I can ask him if we can use those for parking spots.
Yeah, because I know that they have been ticketed there.
You know, there's one north of me, and there's no way it can ever be a parking. Well, he actually came up and asked me not to park there because he does use that occasionally, which I thought, okay, I've seen him do it once. But across the street from there is an old concrete block. It can never be used for parking.
I was going to look into that, and I have to go to the county. I thought I could look it up online and find out who owns it. I was going to write
it's
to
the folks right above.
That's a question to ask. How do
legally
he knows who owns it.
But I still need to write to them, I think.
Because all they do is just add another line.
Do you want to ask him?
Right. So you can park in the spot.
I can get the name from him.
Okay.
He told me the people's name, and they live in the valley, I think, and rent that house.
How about we flush out the outreach program a little more at the next meeting when we have a better sense of what timing might be?
Okay.
Because I think that'll help too. I mean, I'm not sure what Public Works can commit to right now, and whether or not it's going to be August that the signs go up or some other time, and so that'll give us a better sense.
I don't want to see us get into any confrontation with any business owner over the parking district. We've had confrontations before with people. We've lost support when we get into negative discussions.
Well, I hear you.
I've been in them.
No, I hear you. It's a balancing act, on the you know, because you have the on the flip side.
They're volunteers.
They actually, it is, you know, it resonates more at times that, hey, look, this is a parking district that was formed by businesses in the Nye Beach area, and the advisory committee is businesses in the Nye Beach area, and that resonates with some folks a little bit better than
the city. Well, when the letters go out, even though we don't have people come to meetings, I think that's the time to say we're going to have two meetings. If you have questions, please come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's right. I think we need to be strategic about
and
that.
And put it so we're in a position of information, mm-hmm. and in a group where everything's air, we all hear the same thing.
Okay.
Challenge is getting them to come.
Right.
But if
they
that's their choice, if
they
don't
come.
If they have a written option, too. Just look,
sure.
Look, you were invited, you were asked, and we want your
comments.
You're
not air there,
you know, either in writing or in person or by smoke signal, whatever it takes. You know, you're.
This is a major thing.
If you want your ideas to be heard, you have to actually tell them to someone.
That's kind of major.
But at least it's not another hit for money. We already hit them up for the money, and to me, that's the worst. Sending them a bill
for money.
Sure. But also, if they're at one of our first meetings, I think somebody had figures that were calculated on how much it costs a business if an employee parks in front of it. It's like $10,000 a year. I don't know if somebody has that figure, it might be handy to put it in the letter, just one sentence, like its estimates show employees parking in front of a business. Cost the business $10,000 a year.
And it couldn't cost a business, but it can cost the neighborhood that kind
of
thing.
It could.
Yeah.
And so we just need employees to park a little ways away, and really it's only during the summer.
I like the maps because, you know, my employees park a little ways away, but the problem is they're parked in front of other people's business.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Or in the turnaround.
Right.
But that's where they're familiar with. That's where they know as people who live here and go to the turnaround, they go there. So that's where they park, because that's where they know.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to, here's your map, this is where you will park, you work for me.
Yeah, and that's why if going down to the skateboard park area, it just isn't well lit enough.
Nope.
And it's so dusty. And,
yep.
But I think for future development, that'd be great.
Okay. And then once the sidewalks get done on 6th,
yeah,
that would be a natural
help.
Time for that to mm-hmm. be maybe improved a little bit, or at least, well, improved a little bit.
But we've also got Coast Street. But, parking up the hill from Coast Street is to me is ideal because it's safe. You can see.
Once you mark it, people will park on it.
Yeah, right. I know.
Mm-hmm. Without marks, they
priority
don't
number one.
Yep. Jim,
finish the striping.
Mm-hmm. The picnic tables were rusted out behind the playground at the skateboard park.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, totally rusted. The seats were, like, on the ground. So
are they still there?
Replaced.
Have they picked those up and moved them at least?
I haven't been down there for a week or so.
Yeah, I will look into that immediately.
Okay.
I don't have an immediate solution. I'm not stepping on you. But I've kind of changed my way of thinking with those old metal and wood tables, and we're going to the cement round tables.
Oh,
and that seems to be a solution that can fight back to the salty elements.
It's an enduring solution.
Yeah.
A little bit heavy.
I don't have any in inventory, but if there's a need, I can...
Yeah,
either relocate one or but I'll look into that. Thank you.
Okay, it'd be probably better just take it out if it looks
pretty. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it dangerous?
And thank you,
yeah.
And thank you for maintaining the lighting at Don Davis Park. It's so great to have those lights maintained.
It's so expensive. I just want to cry. But yes.
How much?
Oh, the last time someone went through there with a baseball bat, we spent over $10,000 to fix those.
When was that?
The bulbs?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a while ago, wasn't it?
It's about 4 years, 3 years.
We've already had one of the bollards, even at Marine Science Drive, has been vandalized.
Yeah.
Already?
Oh, really?
Already.
Public's hard on that kind of stuff.
They are.
But you're right. It's a good thing.
Well, just last week, my lovely cement bench that Lon built for me, and I've had it 8 or 9 years, somebody broke the back on it, and that's not easy to do.
Hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
But it can be fixed, I think.
I have two benches.
Go ahead and stop.